is when the trouble used to start. It didn't mean she wasn't queen of the tinderbox that was his heart. Her fire, his desire, meant that everything must come undone. And so now we know that it's not enough to be in love.
Not enough to be in love. Not enough to be in love.
He's so true, she is too. She says, I love you, Frank. And then they drank all night. What a fight. She says, it isn't me you're thinking of. She's cool, makes him cruel. And they needle till the jewels go raining down on the ground. She says it's not enough to be in love.
Not enough, not enough, not enough to be in love.
Not enough to be,
not enough,
love,
not enough,
love,
enough to be in love.
They broke up, they were so volatile. And all the while life passed, and it went fast. And yet they never could forget the chemistry. Like you and me, it proved to keep them both apart for life. And so now we know that it's not enough to be.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella. Oh, my chair. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is All Right with Ava. And what you just listened to is Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And that kind of is like setting the tone, hopefully, for the rest of this radio show. Kind of like, I don't know, angsty, but it's fun songs. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy that one. And next up, we have Arms Tonight by Mother Mother, which is probably as like emo as I get. And it's so funny, I was at work today and I was forced on the speaker against my will and I was playing these songs. And it's just like such a different shift from my usual vibe of just playing like 2000s pop hits. And so everyone was like, are you okay? But I am. Anyways, so Arms Tonight by Mother Mother. And then we're going to listen to Kids in America by The Muffs. So hope you guys enjoy.
Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat.
Love when the song fades out for me. That's so nice. Okay, so what you just listened to is Arms Tonight by Mother Mother, and then Kids in America by The Muffs, and we're following it up with two more classics. So we're gonna do Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra, and then Gives You Hell by the All American Rejects. Yeah, as I say, obviously, but who knows, someone might not know. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy these two.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. She's out shopping, but she's under me and I'm not stopping. So cool when you're on top. His front lawn in the snow. Life is so hard, cause Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. I did it on his birthday.
So I lied to you all, and first off, that was Scotty Doesn't Know, which I feel like after that song, like, he should, honestly. It's very repetitive, but I lied. I said I was gonna play Gives You Hell, but I feel like I'm already pushing it. I don't really know I know I'm a radio trainer, so of course I know, but like the line for curses, like I know we can't play explicit songs, but I'm not really sure, so I'm not gonna just do it again, because I started this whole thing with Bad Reputation. I was like, the whole time it was playing. So we're just gonna be on the safe side for the rest of the show. And instead, I'm gonna play my next like favorite song besides Bad Reputation on this playlist, which is These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra. Literally so obsessed with the song. I've been listening to it all around campus as I walk. And I'm just gonna follow up with two kind of like, they're like the slower but not really songs of the playlist, but also throwbacks. So Killer Queen by Queen, and then Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, because I think that I'm gonna try and be Stevie Nicks for Halloween, so I had to play a little Fleetwood Mac. But yeah, so hope you enjoy these three songs.
Call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China would die to gauge her mind. That way, perfume came naturally.
naturally.
Forgot she could get fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class,
so absolutely dry. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
You can go your own way.
All right, guys, I'm actually so disgusted. So Spotify has a little like about the artist thing for every single artist. And for Fleetwood Mac, it's literally a photo of like the two men in the band. Older, like, what the heck, the disrespect, where are the women, what's going on? Anyways, that was These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra, Killer Queen by Queen, and then Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, love all of those songs. It's time for a PSA. Woo. Okay, if Elsa's listening, brace yourself. Anyways, 30-second public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs and cats at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Please remember to adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Alrighty. I chose that PSA because, like, my entire house desperately wants a cat. And I actually have two cats and two dogs at home. And my parents were like, you can just bring one of the cats, like, to your apartment and live with it. Because my older sister did that during college. But my landlord, he is not supportive of it, so it's unfortunate, but everyone should adopt a cat or a dog, I guess. Honestly, I think I'm definitely more of a cat person, but yeah, anyways, we're gonna move on. So next up, we're gonna play Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, and then we'll see what I follow it with, honestly, because I need to like hear the end of the song, so I'll get back to you on it. You'll hear it. But yeah, here is this one.
Woo! Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Decision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
All right, so that was Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, followed by Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. I like literally can't see the names on my laptop. My eyes are so bad. And then Somebody Told Me by The Killers, classic. We're gonna do two more songs that fit this vibe, and then it's 1989 re-release date, so I have to leave some space to honor that, unfortunately, but not even unfortunately, like, you're welcome. So two more songs that fit this vibe though. So we're gonna do Alien Blues by Vundabar, hope I said that right. And then I'm leaving the last song as a surprise, because when I did that for my friend, they were really hype about the playlist, so you'll see. Anyways, hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
Guys, I have such a funny thing to share. But first, that was Alien Blues by Vundabar and then Holiday by Green Day. And I grew up listening to Green Day, and I don't know, I was just like kind of reflecting on the songs and everything, and I was like, like, is he a socialist? Like, is he like leftist? Like, it feels right. And so I Googled it, and literally so much came up, but it was like Christian teen forums. And like just all of this, like a lot of Christians, I guess, are really into Green Day and are like very afraid of that potential. It's just so funny to me. Anyways, okay, I'm gonna have like a DJ Mandy moment. I don't know if you've seen DJ Mandy on TikTok, but I think she's a genius. She's a DJ that will just like randomly cut off songs and just completely switch vibes. Sometimes throw in little fire alarms. I think that Tufts should definitely get her for Spring Fling, except I won't be here, so also no, they should wait until I'm back, so next year. But yeah, basically the idea of just immediately shifting the vibe, I think, is what we're gonna do. Because for our last two songs, we need to talk about 1989 re-release, like re-recordings coming out tonight. Oh my gosh, 1989, it's so hard to like pick a favorite Taylor album. I think it's probably for me though in between like 1989 and Reputation. But I saw 1989 in London in New Hyde Park with my family, and like the whole star squad was there. I guess it was like one of her little like yay weekends, and so I just remember like seeing Karlie Kloss and like all of them at this concert, and just blew my mind. Yeah, so love, 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 love 1989. And also, Karlie Kloss, I mean, went to one of the concerts. So I'm like, call her up, like, reconnect. No more Travis. What is going on? Like, anyways, it's fine. She's like promoting football, sure. I mean, she is like Miss Americana with the Heartbreak Prince. So fine, whatever. I'm going to stop talking though. New Romantics and then Wonderland by Taylor Swift coming up. Hope you enjoy.
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming, we show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. We're so young,
about to play my ace. We need love, but all we want is danger. We team up and switch sides like a record changer. The rumors are terrible and cruel, but honey, most of them are true.
Okay. She did not have to, you know, be that good on this record. Anyways, that was New Romantics and then Wonderland by Taylor Swift. Fun fact about New Romantics is that it was on the deluxe version of 1989. And I'm the youngest one in my family. Like, I have an older sister. And I remember she didn't know New Romantics because she wasn't listening to the deluxe version. And I'm the one who introduced it to her. And it was like a huge win at the time. And I felt really cool about it. And so I was like really, you know, not like other girls. No one else knows this song about New Romantics for like, honestly, years. People did know about it. I just was like, you know, living in my little delusion, feeling cool about it. But anyways, also, I said New Hyde Park. I outed myself as someone who grew up on Long Island. That is not a place in London. It was Hyde Park. My dad texted me. Shout out, Dad. But anyways, all right. It's time for me to go so the next DJ can come in and get set up. So apologies for whatever random song plays from the automation. But this is All Right with Ava, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a great week.